Roller Derby. Fast and hard hitting. Saturday, May 31st at the Houghton County Arena. Sponsored by CrossFit, Hey Capelita, Portage Health, and Base 9 Studios. The Keweenaw Roller Girls taking on the Dead River Derby Girls of Marquette. Roller Derby action. Saturday, May 31st. See you there.
Helen and Garden Center is now open for the season, 2 miles past the Copper Country Mall. 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 1 on Saturday, open Memorial Day. Our shipment is here, annuals at 25% off, plus perennials and trees. Stop at Helen and Garden Center for quality products.
When someone asks a question, how are you doing? Did you ever listen to or think about the answers that are given? Oh, 50-50, I hate life, things could be a lot better, not good. These aren't just random answers. They're an admission that something's wrong. A marriage or relationship problem, addiction, depression, an eating disorder, grief, or what about when you answer, great or wonderful, when inside you're hurting and hiding. Listen to what you're saying. You don't have to be stuck where you are. Experienced help is available. Call Kathy Salmi at Christian Counseling in Hancock. 482-2231. Many insurances are accepted.
Welcome back live on the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Coach Pearson with us on location from, his second favorite place to be in the John McGinnis International. The first favorite, I guess, behind the bench, but up about how many feet are we up here, Wes? You got that measured? The Bob Olson Broadcast Center is how many feet above the plane surface here?
37.
Sounds good to me. Big event coming up on Saturday. That's why we are broadcasting live from the McGinnis. It's going to be happening right here, not in the press box, but down on the playing surface. It is the Spring Hockey Carnival, the last day to get your tickets at the discounted price and a chance to hang out with the Husky hockey players, maybe even Andre. You never know. We might have him here too. But it's great, Coach, because the players get a chance to talk to the families, talk to the kids, mess around a little bit without the pressures of the game right before or a game coming up later on.
Well, no question. I think it's a great event, and we'll see how it goes. It's going to be a nice day on Saturday, but still, 4 to 6, take an hour, come on out here and see our players. Obviously, there's no ice, just so everybody knows. There's no ice on the surface, but our players are really looking forward to it. They're really looking forward to engaging with the area youth and kids of all ages, too, even adults. I think they'll have a good time here, and they can get their shot taken by the radar gun, see how hard some of these guys can shoot it. And obviously, we have some adult beverages in an area outside for our older fans. But I think it's just going to be a great day. Like you said, there's not the pressure of the game before or after. It's a much more relaxed environment. Our players aren't in a rush to get anywhere. We don't have a game the next day. So and obviously, they won't have their helmets on and whatnot, so the kids will get an idea who Blake Pietl really is,
yeah,
what he looks
yeah.
like, or Tanner Carroll. So I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, it's the first annual. I think we'll build it and grow it from here, but 4 to 6 on Saturday. We have free food, so after a long day out on the water or fishing or whatever you've done or playing golf or playing Little League Baseball, come on here, have some hot dogs and French fries and a Coke or whatever or a Pepsi and just hang out here with our guys and have some fun.
Wes said that some of the kids might get a chance to actually put on goaltender's equipment and get shot on against by the Michigan Tech players. My question to you is, have you ever put on the goaltender's equipment in your hockey career?
Well, I have. Usually it's after the season when you played college hockey and you're just going out there fooling around. Mm-hmm. So I put it on. I couldn't believe how difficult it was and how bulky it is to move in the net. You see these goalies now, like you watched Jonathan Quick last night for Los Angeles and how he moves. It's amazing to me, but I think that's one of the fun things, and that's one of the different events that we'll have we'll have goalie equipment and the kids can put it on and our players will actually shoot on you. And conversely, we'll have our goaltenders all dressed up in their gear and you'll have a chance to try and score on them. So there's a lot of good things going on. I mean, the radar gun, you can actually see how hard your shot is. We'll have some stations where you can see how accurate your shot is, like target shooting. We'll have a little 3-on-3 ball hockey game going on that our guys will get involved with and run. Obviously, we got to talk about the face painting. I know Joel Isaacson was telling me his daughter just loves that. So we'll have
Joel
does. And then we'll have the it's not a dunk tank, but it's a balloon what would you call
it? Oh, water balloon.
Water balloon thing.
Yeah.
So you'll get to throw a ball
really?
And get somebody wet. So you'll never know who you'll get to soak. So that should be a lot of fun, too. So anyway, I just think it's a great day. It's a great event, and I just encourage everybody to come on out. And I think there's something for everybody involved here. So come on out, enjoy yourself. And like I said, it should be a real fun day and a real good day for, like I said, the kids and the youth and adults also in the area.
Well, it starts at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. It's just a two-hour event, so it's not going to take up your whole day. Come on out, get some free food, get the kids involved. Should be a lot of fun. Suzanne Zammergren, Athletic Director for Michigan Tech, is with us. And, Suzanne, how is the summer going so far?
Good. Good morning, Dirk. Good morning, everyone. Summer's going. It's finally here. So
we're
in full swing here in the SDC, getting things all set up for next year and working on all the seasons that are coming up.
It's so weird coming in here, not only at this time of the morning, but when there's no ice and there's nobody really doing much here because it is the off season. But it's going to be a buzzing around here on Saturday.
Yeah, it is. I think over the last few weeks we've been really prepping. I think for commencement, obviously, which happens in the McGinnis in May. So the facility itself is really pretty well ready to go for next season. And this Saturday, hopefully, everyone comes out to enjoy some time with the Huskies.
So what does Suzanne Zammergren do working on this time of year as far as in the depth of the athletic department and getting things ready for the next season?
Well, we have a lot of conference meetings in May, all of our annual meetings and president's meetings, and finalizing schedules for 15-16 and beyond. In the athletic department specifically, we work on a lot of projects that really need to, you know, pull down full systems like the all of our webcasting and all of our technology, all our sound systems, and go through them when we have a good 2-3 months to work on them. We also just refinished the floors in the multipurpose room and the racquetball courts and the basketball and volleyball court, which takes about 3-4 weeks to do, which shuts down, you know, all practices and things like that. So coordinating those pieces with our student athletes that are still here over the summer, as well as our membership. Just a lot of behind-the-scenes things. We've done some things here in the ice arena. We upgraded the sound system. We made some changes with that and really upgraded the technology, new speakers, and the new infrastructure so that down on the ice surface it's easier to operate, you know, sound levels and things like that.
Best seats in the house are the suites, and people from time to time will ask me, you know, how do you get involved with the suites, and are they available? And I keep telling them I think they're booked pretty much in advance for several years. So what is the situation on that?
The 10 center suites are all sold season by season, and those are 3-to-5-year contracts, and those are all sold out, and we do have a waiting list for those. If anyone ever gives them up, we have a short list.
It's like Packer games.
It is. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? And then the corner suites, though, are the suites that we do rent on a game-by-game basis, and there are a few openings with those. We do go back to our longtime customers and longtime supporters and give them the first right to refuse the dates, and then we open it up to new folks at that point in time. So we will be opening up some of those games, I think, sometime in June, but you can just give me a call at 487-3070 if you're interested, and I can point you in the right direction.
Coach, when you're down on the ice in the bench during games or before games, do you take a peek up at the suites at all and see how full those are and all the partying and everything that's going on up there?
Well, there's been a few games that I wish I was up there. just how things were going. But in all seriousness, no, it's fantastic. I mean, obviously, they're a huge addition to the ice arena. I think it's really, when they added the suites here, it really, really topped off our rink and made one of the top, obviously, venues in the WCHA. And in college hockey, it's a very nice touch to this building, as well as the scoreboard, and it's a great facility. And I have to compliment Suzanne and the athletic department and everybody involved with the SDC. Have really done a great job with this building. It's I know that Michigan, when they come up here, I know they're going to be very impressed with this building. They've never been here, so but it's fantastic when you look up, and especially for our players, when they look up and see people in the building and in the suites and all that's going on. I know it really, like we talked about, gives them some extra motivation and gives that home ice advantage.
And it's our second year now coming up with the video board, and I'm sure things will be even smoother than last year once you
I forgot to mention that on Saturday you can come in and play the Xbox.
Yeah,
West
and
play a little NHL hockey on that. So,
exactly.
I mean, I here's the deal. I was going through a drive-through restaurant the other day, and whoever served me, the young man, he recognized me and he said, I can't wait. I can't wait for Saturday. I can't wait. I'm going to be there and I can't wait to get there and play that Xbox. I mean, it was fantastic. Here we are in the middle of summer. Well, the start of summer, I should say. And he's